let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Michael Wagner from Warren's Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Absolutely. Michael Wagner here with us now. Hey, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Glad you're here with us to answer some gardening questions. 281-496-5711. I'll do a big intro for Michael here in a little bit, but Marcus has been holding for a bit. So, Marcus, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, good morning. I'm listening to the show. I like it. Hey, I got a question. I live down in Brazoria County, just south of Pearland, in one of the new subdivisions. And I bought a peach tree. And, man, I'm not having very much luck with it blooming. And it hadn't bared anything in the year and a half that I lived in my home. Any tips?
Well, that's could be a hard call. There could be numerous things that could happen to that. Generally, what happens is we select trees that don't meet the chill requirement.
Mm-hmm.
We really need, in Pearland, I know in North Houston, we get probably an average of 500 to 600 cold hours. Your area is probably going to be in the 2 to 3. And right. So if you choose a fruit tree that has a higher chill requirement, it's not likely that it's going to produce. Now, a couple of things you can do. Does the tree bloom?
Yes, it blooms. It has its leaves, but it's only bored. You maybe 5 or 6 smaller peaches since I've got it. But yeah, it does bloom.
Okay, but that's maybe not too bad for a relatively young planting.
Okay.
Usually 3 to 5 years is where you get, you know, your really heavy production.
Oh, wow.
But one thing you can do is if you have a tree that blooms and it doesn't produce fruit, then it's probably cold hours.
Okay. Sounds good. I thank you.
Yeah, sure. You're welcome.
All right.
Do you know the variety?
Yeah, that was going to be my question coming in.
I can't remember the name. It's King. I can't remember. They're reddish-looking peaches. They're not normal-looking peaches, I guess. I can't remember. I bought it from one of the chain stores, and I thought it'd be neat to have it for the kids. I can't remember.
Okay,
but,
sometimes,
it does
not to be critical, that's not our intent, but a lot of times things like that are bought from someone who sits in Tennessee and has no idea what we need to do in our area. So research the name. If you see something that you want to buy, write it down, research it.
Absolutely. Oh. And a big thing you're looking for is chill hours. And it, you know, our area, your area, probably like, Michael, what do you think? 350 is safe?
Probably, yeah.
Down there.
We'd be all right.
And,
okay.
You know, even if you don't get it, maybe you're talking about 2 out of 10 years, something like that. But chill hours is how cold did it get in winter and how many cold days. And it doesn't get enough cold days, you don't get any fruit at all.
Okay.
And Marcus, I was shopping at a box store one time, and they had this beautiful tall peach, like 6 feet tall, great trunk, perfect leader, and it was called a Sunburst. And I was like, oh, Sunburst, that probably likes the heat, right? I look it up on the internet, 1,200 chill hours.
Wow.
You need, I need 400, you need 350. This thing's never going to fruit in my yard.
Okay. But
what stinks is you buy this tree, and you're like, oh, man, I can't grow peaches here.
Right.
And you can. Okay. You can grow peaches, even though it's called Pearland, you can grow peaches. And so it's like, don't think that you're doing something wrong with the tree health. It's really, you know, kind of this variety problem maybe. Now, if it's a Florida king, that is maybe a viable thing. The one thing that can kill a peach really quick and really slow growth down is planting it a little too low.
Okay.
So if it looks like it's in a dip at all, and Michael, you can kind of talk more about that. But if it looks like in a dip, that's pretty dangerous.
Okay.
So thanks, Marcus, so much for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, Michael, do you planting fruit trees low is a real killer.
It is. Sometimes it's depending on how many trees people are going to plant and where. I usually ask them, you know, if it's going to be a relatively small hole to dig anyway. Dig the hole. Fill it up with water. See how long it takes to percolate.
Mm.
If within 3 to 5 or 6 hours that hole is empty and dry, you probably have selected a pretty reasonable planting area. Mm. If there's still water in it in 2 to 3 hours, find a new location.
That's great advice. Wow. So, I mean, that's like just, you're going to have, I mean, I always talk about the cereal bowl idea, right? You're putting this mm-hmm. airy, fluffy soil in a clay bowl. And if it's like you're saying, just holding water, you don't grow your plants in cereal bowls filled with milk. You know what I mean? Like, that's not what you do.
Right.
So yeah, that planting them too low will just do that same thing. It'll kind of choke them out. They won't get the air they need. It's a bad deal. And it's really bad for peaches. So peaches, avocados, apples, they'll all die like real quick. Not die real quick, but struggle and not be as healthy as you want. Avocados will die real quick from planting too low. But Marcus, thanks so much for that call. So Michael is knowledge specialist, expert dude at Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center up there in Kingwood. Beautiful spot, beautiful area. So happy to have him on dishing out garden information. And give us a call, 281-496-5711. I'd encourage you to try to, you know, challenge Michael's knowledge, skill level. He pretty much knows everything about gardening in our area, so this is a good time for really tough questions here on Home Show Garden Pros. So we'll be right back.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Or call now, 281-496-5711.
281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros. Michael Wagner is here with us now. Michael, what's going on in your garden?
Well, right now harvesting a little bit of broccoli, waiting for the cauliflower, and tons and tons of lettuce.
Oh.
So it's really good to go out and pick that big fresh bowl of it and have a nice salad, put a little wet napkin over it and save it for the next day or next couple of days.
Heck yeah.
So it's coming along pretty good. It should have been a great fall garden season for our customers and the people that are planting. The cool weather is definitely a big help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What do you do with your broccoli after you've harvested it the first time?
Well, you can. Some people cook the leaves, but normally you'll get a second little hit on the sides. On a couple of the varieties, Pac-Man and Windstar, I believe, are two that will sometimes give you a little bit, not as big of fruit production, but it's still good.
With the lettuce production that you've got, or I have my broccoli I've harvested, and I have tons of little bitty heads, kind of like the size that you dip, you know, that
right,
size.
Yeah.
They're like whatever,
perfect,
a quarter, half dollar sized. And I love it because it's so much easier to just clip those off for a salad or a dip
right.
than it is to get a big one and then cut it into a bunch of small pieces. And so it's kind of funny. So while I've been harvesting lettuce, I had a golden era there for a little bit, Michael, where I had lettuce, these broccoli florets, and then also still had Juliet tomatoes. So it was like a salad just in the making every
single
time.
Instant salad.
Put a little of my improved Meyer lemon on there, and man, I am ready to go. Good stuff.
Yeah, you might be able to come up with a marketing scheme with your little tips of broccoli there and package them what do we have? Dippin' Dots. Those could be Dippin' Brocks.
Dippin' Brocks. Nice.
So you may be onto something there, Danny.
I think so. I think this is it. We're about to break it loose here, Michael. You and me. Going to be rich.
All right. That's what I'm waiting on.
I know. Yeah. I knew gardening was going to do it for us.
Yeah.
That's why we got into gardening, right? Because we knew it was the next big oil boom thing.
Oh, yeah. It's the best thing you can get into. It actually is if you like to be outdoors and have the opportunity to meet a new change every single day if that's what you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. If you prefer your life dynamic, gardening is amazing. I mean, it's easy for me to wax Michael into like the why gardening is so wonderful realm. But what you just mentioned is one of those like truly special truths that if I can make myself go garden some every day, that means that day is a better day. It's like a solid behavior activity I can do where I can kind of like improve my day, like no matter what. So it's just.
Well, the rewards are so great.
Yeah.
I mean, what better than for someone who has it to go pick lettuce?
Yes.
And make a salad to have that satisfaction that, hey, I grew this and now I'm enjoying it. And it just grows from there.
Yep, for sure. Literally and figuratively.
We just have to, try and make people as successful as we possibly can, because gardening can be very rewarding and it can be very frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we've got to learn a few basics, a few little things to do, and things will develop nicely.
Absolutely. That's so true. 281-496-5711, dishing out gardening information and obviously sage advice as well. 281-496-5711. Of course, Michael, by that I meant like advice on how to take care of your sage.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what else I would have meant, but there's a lot of puns to be had too. So I actually planted some sage recently. Maybe you can walk me through some care of that when we get back from this break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You got to eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Feed your plants. Choose MicroLife Humates Plus Granular with the purple label. MicroLife Humates Plus is concentrated compost in a bag. Easy way to improve all soils and support all plants. Feed now and your plants will love you back in the spring. MicroLife Humates Plus Granular Fertilizer, perfect for winter feeding. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
I wish you a hopeful Christmas. I wish you a great new year.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Christmas is just around the corner, and we're here with poinsettias and Christmas trees. Christmas trees are $15 off this weekend. Look for the coupon on our Facebook page, and we deliver free within 20 miles of the store. Have you thought about giving a disappearing fountain to your loved one for Christmas? The sound of moving water is something that can be enjoyed year-round, and we have openings for delivery and installation the week before Christmas and any time after. There is still plenty of time to plant winter annuals to keep your garden bright and full of color all season long. Cool weather herbs and vegetables are also available and ready to be planted now, and they provide clean, healthy food for your table. And remember to use MicroLife Ultimate to feed all your new plantings. Nelson Water Garden and Nursery is located at 1502 Katy Fort Bend County Road in Katy. Nelson's is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sundays, 11 to 4. And now, back to Michael and Danny.
Thank you, Anita. 281-496-5711. I did really plant some New Year sage recently, which I understand is a good culinary sage.
Excellent for here.
But I don't really know how to cook with sage. So.
Well, my limits of cooking with it are probably the same as yours. I know it's really good in dressing at Christmas time and Thanksgiving. It adds that little flair and that little extra taste. It's relatively easy to grow. The most problem that we find with it is people tend to overwater, and they keep it a little bit on the too wet side, and that can cause some lower defoliation. But as a good rule of thumb, any plants that exhibit a gray-type foliage generally require less water than their green counterpart. Mm. So put it in a pot that goes very well in pots. Put it out where it gets at least a half a day sun or so, and watch your watering, a little plant food from time to time, and should be pretty successful with sage.
Awesome. I did get the advice to put it in bread, to like bake it in the bread I make, and that was good. That was good. I think I still prefer rosemary and thyme, but maybe I'll do all three together. So, well, that was our advice portion here on Home Show Garden Pros, a little segment that we just ended, so that's fun. 281-496-5711. We do want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. And Michael, you were on Home Show Garden Pros. A different Michael than Michael Wagner. So,
yes, it is. How are you doing today?
Good,
fine.
Good. I got to thank you first. I called in before with a problem with a critter digging a hole in my bed. You guys helped me out. It did work. So
thank
you.
Well, what was it?
It was digging a hole between my house and my shrubs, and it kept digging this hole, and we don't know what it was to this day, but we ended up filling the hole up. The lady called and said put some gravel into the hole.
Gotcha.
You fill it back up, and it worked beautifully. We haven't had a problem with it. So,
nice.
Everybody's good. I was calling to find out about, I want to build a bed, and I've never built a raised bed for gardening, and I didn't know if there's a certain kind of wood that you're supposed to use, or like how you set the drainage up on that. Like what is there equipment to kind of guide?
Yeah, I mean, Michael, you cut out a little bit, but you're asking just some quick tips on building a veggie bed, and and you know, we're just I'll get you off the air, but want to make sure that you've got space that has full light.
Okay. Yeah, I do.
Okay, great. So we're just gonna go through all the steps, Michael. We don't, you know, we'll let you go, but we'll keep talking about this for a little bit, and there's just some really important things, and then a bunch of things that don't matter too much.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, bud. Okay, so Michael Wagner now, expert who's here dishing out information. What are your kind of top steps for building a bed?
Well, raised beds are actually the best way to grow a good garden, I think, here. I would do a minimum of probably 12 inches.
Okay.
A lot of times people are concerned about the vegetation that may be under that bed. I found that newspapers and things like that are relatively effective.
Nice.
To just put that down, wet it down a little bit, and then add your soils. And
I'll add on to that is that the only two plants I've noticed that ever come through a layer, Bermuda grass and nutsedge,
yes,
they come through everything. There is it, so I'm now at the point that if I'm doing a 12-inch deep garden, I'm not putting anything down. I'm just, you know, 12 inches of soil is going to smother out anything unless it's going to be one of those spearheaded kind of grow through whatever, and right, those go through everything. So if it's you've got Bermuda or nutsedge, you want to clear all the Bermuda out. So you
might want to, when you start a new garden, you're probably going to have some weed seeds and a few things like that, so fix you up a little hand sprayer with a little vinegar. There are some new organic types of grass and vegetation killer, and just take that with you. When you're out there admiring how those tomatoes are growing and looking well, and you see a little weed coming up, just spritz it.
Yeah.
And right quick, you can maintain that. It's very frustrating when the weeds outgrow your plants.
For sure, for sure.
And you want to use a good garden soil for a filler, and then the balance, I would use some of the composts that are out there, the 2-year-old leaf mold compost is great.
Okay, so do you think maybe like a 2-to-1 ratio, like if you're doing 12-inch bed, 8 inches, 4 inches, or?
8 and 4 is fine.
Okay, great.
And then condition those soils with, there's a plethora of bag products out there that are really good. There's a lot that are really bad. So buy something that's medium priced or upper end, and you'll probably have a better product. First-year gardens sometimes are not as successful as people would like to, and they get, you know, disillusioned and things like that. So the whole key to it is going to be your soil.
And this is why we encourage people to use Nature's Way Resources. You guys have your Texas Heirloom soils. These are soils that will grow veggies from the get-go, especially with some microlife in there with it. If you're trying to go budget in the soil, you're not going to be able to grow plants. So, especially like fruiting plants like tomatoes and peppers and stuff like that. So good soil is huge. Just to say a couple brands, Warren sells a great soil. called the Texas Heirloom. And then Nature's Way Resources is another great brand. So just if you use those, you'll be fine. Okay, materials. You have a favorite material that you like to use to build the bed up those 12 inches?
Well, there are some products out there. I like soil menders. They have a soil product. It's 50% enriched topsoil and 50% cotton burr compost.
Okay.
So that makes a really good fill. It's relatively inexpensive, and that works good. Cotton burr compost works well. We've talked about the two compost. Fox Farm, which is one of the high on our list for soils and soil conditioners.
Absolutely.
They make a soil conditioner and a 3-cubic-foot bag, which is very reasonable. Hmm. So if you get all those things worked in there and a good dose of MicroLife, 624 is fine. My favorite's Ultimate.
Yeah.
I just like the results. It's the Ultimate. So it's a good product to use.
What's so easy for us to do is highlight soils. And it may seem like that we're talking about this thing that's not the most important thing. Like we should be talking about spacing and, wood or concrete or whatever. But when it comes down to it, design your bed how you want it to look. Use materials that you like. Now, use cedar wood, the bigger, the better. But really what you're going to win in your garden by doing this stuff Michael's saying. So I'm just kind of like making sure people realize that the success comes with the great soil, with the food like you're talking about.
Right. So if you can follow those few little steps, you'll have a really good success. And choose your first go around, maybe choose some varieties and varieties of vegetables that don't take quite as much care. You could probably do extremely well with any of the tomatoes.
For sure.
Keep your tomatoes watered well. Tomatoes are water hogs, and most people tend to let those things dry out. Peppers, bell peppers, jalapenos, all of those are extremely easy. You might go with some of those things and then maybe graduate into the fall if your garden's good, then maybe go and try some seeds on some various things.
Nice.
But kind of get your feet wet. Try some things that are relatively easy to grow. The production will be good. You'll feel good about doing it. You'll feel good about eating it. And then you can get a little deeper into it as your seasons move along.
And we're definitely always here to keep dishing out great gardening advice. Kind of last thing, just to get Michael's specific question, is what kind of wood will you use, or what are you going to make the outside of the bed with?
Well, I think cedar is probably the choice of woods. It's a little bit more on the expensive side. People make some out of cinder blocks. I think that's a really good thing to do. And I have a story about those cinder blocks sometime. And fill your soils and things in there. And it does actually give you another planting area.
That's true.
For different things.
If you go whole up, if you go whole sideways, right, then your soil just spills out. So that's not going to work.
But any type of lumber. Some people use brick.
Yeah.
You can do that. You can use moss rock. Anything that you want to blend in with the decor and the landscaping that you have works fine.
Then let me just also, you can do triangle beds. You can do circular beds. You just want to be able to reach all the way across to just past the middle of the bed. That's the big thing. You don't want to ever step in your veggie beds. Compaction is a killer in our lawns, trees, wherever. So just keep that in mind. We'll be giving some build a bed tips, but I think the big things for Michael to remember from what Michael's saying is that you got to do good soil. You have to do good soil. That's how you grow your food. And then, if you're looking for a wood, the best answer for wood is going to be cedar wood. Cypress, if you can find it, is great. And that's kind of, but anything you want to use is kind of okay. So just keep that in mind. So we'll give a few more tips after this quick break, and we'll answer some calls. 281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros.
Christmas comes but once a year. Can you remember a year we've needed it more? I can't. Hi, my name's Charlie Mocher, one of the people who produced this program. It happens thanks to Chad and Chris, Zach and Tim, Letha, Patrick, Jacob and Jared, and the other Chris. And it happens because of you and your home, which we hope to help you make a better and safer place. Home's a place we've all seen a lot of in 2020, As we turn the page to a new year, how about we do it with hope? For handshakes and hugs without worry, parties with friends and family, lots of them from near and far, a time when we'll only wear a mask on Halloween. We will see it all soon enough because we believe today brings us all one day closer to life as it should be. This is a season of good news, best news the world's ever seen. That's why we take this moment to remember what it's all about, especially this year.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Home Show Radio will be right back. Native plants, party, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com. To the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros, Danny Milliken here with Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens. Michael is dishing out awesome gardening advice. Did want to add one last thing from my perspective on the build-a-bed conversation is that if it's pretty, all your family will go use it. If you kind of make it real utilitarian and too big, you may run out of steam. But for sure, you'll be the only one out there gardening. So make it pretty. Maybe start small with a plan to expand, and you'll get your family out there. You'll get your spouse and your kids, your partners, your neighbors. They'll all be over wanting to be in there because it'll look good. So just remember that. I know that seems like, you know, looks aren't everything, but, you know, it in this situation, it's inviting. So that was my last thought, Michael, on the build a garden.
Good thought.
Thanks for saying that. All right, Home Show Garden Pros, 281-496, excuse me, 281-496-5711. Jason, what's your question for Michael?
Good morning. I was wondering if you had any suggestions for plants that like, I don't know, parched sun to parched shade that grow about, I don't know, 4 to 5 feet tall?
Jason, there's a lot of different plant material that meet that criteria.
Yeah, that's like the number one category of awesome plants. Congratulations.
Plants enjoy a little bit of afternoon shade come July and August.
So basically, this is a nice moment, Michael, because Jason's asking, Michael, what are your favorite plants?
Oh, my favorite plants?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like, what are the best plants?
Well, I think some of the best and the easiest maintained plants would be there's probably two or three varieties of holly, Yaupons, Dwarf Burford. I like to use lots of Laura Petalum. That's a plant that's performing extremely well in Houston.
Jason, do you know that plant?
Yellow.
No, I do not.
It's a really like dark purple leaf, really interesting plant. Has a lot of attractive light pink flowers, really cute.
And it's Laura Petalum?
Yeah.
Laura Petalum.
Like sometimes it's called Chinese witch hazel as well.
Okay.
I was thinking gardenias might be a cool choice in this situation. Are they, or are they full sun?
Gardenias will do fine in a half a day sun without any problem at all. And there's about five or six varieties that we have that grow here. I really like Frostproof.
frostproof.
Vetch Eye is probably one of the most popular.
What was that one?
Vetch Eye.
Vetch Eye?
Yeah, yeah. V-E-I-T-C-H-I, I believe it is.
V-E-T-C-H-I-I. No? Just one okay. eye. Just one eye. It's not like Hawaii. So those are neat. I'm like, okay, how do I bring in all the things I want in a plant? Pretty leaf, beautiful flower, great smells. For me, the one thing I'm missing there is food, you know? And so that's maybe it's like something to consider would be even like some food plants like cherry of the Rio Grande or kumquats or something like that that can do a little bit of shade. Might be another cool thing in that setting. But gardenias smell so good. And so you'll be popular with your family if you get something that smells real good.
And there's also and so, some.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, go ahead, Jason.
So these that you've mentioned, they get to around 5 feet tall, do you know? Or
well, they'll grow 4 to 5 feet. Okay. Usually whatever a grower or hybridizer puts on his plants, I usually add about 25% to it because of the Houston climate. Our plants never shut down. So they're right. continually growing all the time. So you're going to get a little bit more growth than you might if we had some nice 55-degree nights in July and August and during June. But they can all be easily maintained.
Okay, yeah. I'm just trying not to obstruct the view from the window.
Right. So some of the hollies may get kind of tall on that front, but the loropetalum, the Burford holly won't, and then the gardenia, those are going to stay a little bit lower.
And there's a lot of azaleas that you can use in that type of landscaping design that will grow anywhere from 2.5 to 5 feet and provide you with spring and summer blooms, or some varieties just spring blooms.
Now, Michael, if Jason wants some butterflies, what are some butterfly plants that kind of can fit that setting too?
Well, Buddleia is one of my favorites.
That's what I was thinking of, actually.
I like Pugster blue. It's just a crazy color flower blue, but kind of a bluish silver, and it performs extremely well. There's actually three different colors in that series. There's a pink, there's a white, and then there's Pugster. And those have been performing extremely well here.
And you said that was a Buddleia? Buddleia. Uh-huh.
Or sometimes people call it a butterfly bush.
Oh, okay.
A lot of things are getting that name now when they find butterflies are attracted to them. So.
Yeah.
So you have to be specific when you're looking for that one thing. But
if you put
stop by any of our home pro dealers and
that's a great idea.
We'll certainly be more than happy to help you.
Yeah, what part of town are you in, Jason?
I'm going to be going to Buchanan's, but, you know, I'd like to just have a little bit of a list to ask them about.
Sure.
You know?
Right.
Instead of just walking up and saying, help me.
Well, so in our area, we have the winter shade. If it's on the north side of a building or a big tree or a wall, that they really can be like full shade. So throughout the year, part shade changes quite a bit. But I'd stay away from shade plants. If it's getting part shade winter sun, I'd kind of really stay in that tweener zone. And I mean, I think the Buddleia is a great one. Loropetalum is a great one. These are really interesting plants. But Buchanan's going to have a whole other list of plants for you, and all of them are going to be great. So,
I do appreciate your help, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jason. Yeah, that was a good one. It's fun to be like, help people realize how like, so there are so many great plant options. There are so many great plant options, and all of our co-op members just carry such beautiful specimens. Like, I know Warren's for sure. You guys are like carefully choosing the plant, carefully taking care of the plant, and then you're not letting plants stay there forever and get like all root bound and leggy and stuff like that. Y'all are aware of that stuff, and they really are. Our Home Show Garden Pros really are the best place to buy plants because of the different levels, the many levels of care that go into it. So thanks for mentioning that, Michael. Should have been me.
Well, it's our, we feel like our responsibility is first of all to the customer, to the homeowner, to guide them in the right direction. You know, we don't need to send somebody home with three plants that are failure.
Right, right.
It just puts a bad taste in everyone's mouth. So our ultimate goal is to make sure that the customer has the right tools to go home and complete the project that he wants to do. And I believe all of our garden centers that are in the Home Pros will do exactly that.
Absolutely. So absolutely.
Stop at any one of them. I think you'll find you'll get the same information from all five of us.
And that's the great thing about gardening is that the information is it's broad, it's deep, and there's a lot of good information, and you're going to get bad information at the Home Show Garden Pro. So 281-496-5711. We want to help you out. Home Show Garden Pros. If you do want to kind of spend the time during this break to look at our website, you'll be able to find all of our co-op members' locations. That's homeshowgardenpros.com. So 281-496-5711.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at naturewayresources.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hold on, I gotta get into this music a little bit. The music today, a guy named Chad picks all the music, and just great job today, man. Interesting, soulful, wonderful. Michael, right? Great music today.
Yes, beautiful.
Another great opportunity of carefully curated wonderfulness is Southwest Fertilizer. That segue was just so great. I just got to pat myself a little bit there. But Southwest Fertilizer is this incredible mom-and-pop outdoor solutions store. So you like dealing with your lawn, you like healthy pets, you like birding, you like gardening. All that stuff is Southwest Fertilizer is a great destination for that. So they got a great team there. His team of yard geeks have seen it all. They know a lot. They've seen a lot. It's a great place to bring in a picture or bag a weed sample or a problem of a branch or something like that. They will help you solve your problem. They have a bunch of tools. Also, you know, white elephant, you know, I know that's a popular thing, the gift steal parties. And this is a place to get like a gardening tool. Maybe like you see a cool gardening tool that you kind of want. That's the best thing to take to a white elephant is a thing you want. And Southwest Fertilizer is like white elephant central. You can get a bag of soil. People will be like, what is this? And they'll want to steal it. But you get in there and the service you get is great. All the tools, all the soils, all the fertilizers. They even have a mower shop in back that will help you repair your mower. So you may not think your mower needs repair, but it probably needs a tune-up and it probably needs a blade sharpening. You do those two things over winter and you will come back with a mower that seems like it's new. That I have gotten string trimmers, power washers, mowers all repaired there. It works so great. But again, the best part is their friendly yard geeks. They help you out. They love helping you out one-on-one. And if they don't have what you're finding for, they will help you find it. So they've been solving Houston yard and garden problems since 1955. So that's Southwest Fertilizer. Their website, southwestfertilizer.com. Great place, great place. All right, Home Show Garden Pros. Lee, what's your question for Michael?
Yes, St. Augustine question.
Uh-oh.
Backyard. Backyard's about 100 feet by, oh, I don't know, 40, something like that. And about a third of it is bright yellow grass, which tonight I was dead. So I'm seeing growth, green growth in it. And I happened to start noticing about a month ago, I was spraying a fungicide 2 weeks apart. And I'm just wondering if is it dead grass, is it going into winter dormancy, or is it the result of a fungus, or any thoughts?
Lee, it's really hard to tell without seeing it. If it was something that developed in the last month or so, then I would probably weigh heavily that you probably have brown patch. I'm sorry?
I mean, it's not a circle or anything. It's just like irregular shapes.
Lee, what part of county are you in?
Navasota.
Okay.
It, you know, without seeing it, it's really hard to make a blind diagnosis. We see a tremendous amount of take-all patch, and that seems to be taking out a lot of St. Augustine lawns. It's very irregular in the way it grows. Light yellowing, chlorosis-type on the grass is one way to tell that it may be in its very beginning stages.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about things like that, you need to have it identified and know exactly what you're treating, because every time you throw out a fungicide, you're destroying what's in your soil. You're compounding your problem.
Okay.
So
okay.
People are a little bit leery of
take a picture of it so the county ag agent, would they be able to identify it?
You know, you can send me a picture if you want to, homeshowgardenpros.com, ask a pro button.
Okay.
And you can send one picture, but then once I respond to that, you can send as many as you want. And you know, if it is the great thing, Michael's saying is sometimes fungicides work. Sometimes they kill what they need to kill. Sometimes they kill like the thing that they're not supposed to kill that would have eaten the thing that you're trying to kill. Does that make sense? And that happens.
Yeah.
That's pretty common to happen. So that's why we really want diagnosis to happen first. One thing you can always do that's good is put down something that's going to make the soil more diverse, more alive, more healthy. And that may even solve your problem just on its own.
Okay, I've got about a half a bag of, I guess, Nitrophos humates.
So humates would be good. There are two products that are kind of similar. One's MicroGrow. That's the one I prefer. And it will actually build up the population of the stuff that eats brown patch and kill all patch.
Okay, yeah, okay.
There's a national brand called Actinovate. Yeah, but I would try to get MicroGrow if you can. It is really incredible stuff. But both of them eat the fungi that makes the problem, and in the process you improve your soil. So that's the kind of thing where it's like you're actually improving the soil and solving your problem at the same time, which surprisingly, that is very common in nature, is the very thing that improves and creates more life solves the bad problem. So keep that in mind when you're addressing St. Augustine stuff. Dormancy, Michael, looks like tan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so going light green is probably the beginning signs of a fungal
relapse. This looks like freshly cut hay, but I've also got green growth interspersed within it.
Gotcha. That sounds pretty normal for kind of Navasota this time of year. Weirdness in the soil, you know what I mean? But hey, please send me a picture and we'll start a conversation about it. I really appreciate the call, man.
Thank you.
281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
281-496-5711, Home Show Garden Pros. Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center is here with me now. Michael, what's happening up at the two shops? What's the buzz?
Well, we're still doing extremely busy with Christmas.
Nice.
Gift ideas.
What are some of the hot ideas that are flowing out?
Well, gift cards primarily.
Yeah,
nice. And succulents, cactus, mm-hmm. those type of indoor gardening things. There's a lot of little miniature plants that people like to pick up and put in their windowsill. I think this next year they're going from miniature to tiny. So we're going to have a whole new little plethora of these little plants that seem to do extremely well inside in the windows and the sinks and wherever you can place them. Getting ready for new things coming in, fruit trees, citrus trees,
nice.
Berries,
yes,
peaches, plums, everything will be arriving probably the first or second week of January. So that's going to keep us busy. We're always out looking for something new. We found a few things that we think will do well for the consumer as far as fruit things.
Oh, awesome.
For containers. There's some small blackberries, blueberries, little figs, little Miss Figgies. Exact.
Adorable.
So that should make a nice addition to a small backyard garden. They don't grow as large as our regular fig trees do. So there's lots of fun things. We've got some new shrubs that they're not actually new. Sometimes something's developed and it's 2 years before it makes the market.
Gotcha.
They do have to grow. There's a couple of new Encore azaleas. There's a new miniature bottle brush that actually only grows about 2 to 2.5 feet.
Oh, wow.
Looks really promising. So there's some fun things that are going to be out there for gardeners. A few new products. Soils are still the same. I won't change from what we carry.
Yeah.
Right now, they're the top of the line.
Well, they just, you know, what works, works. You know,
right.
That's like no reason to try something.
MicroLife will be our strong for fertilizing. And
that's awesome.
Try to get people on their right start with gardening. And when people are with gardens and you're putting in some new compost, some new mulch and things, please don't till.
Yeah.
Get your soil to the point where you can reach your hand in there somewhat or with a small trowel. But every time you till up, you really destroy the beneficial hyphae and mycorrhizal that's established in there, and which will be real important to your production.
Yeah, it's one of those one step forward, two step backs behaviors that it feels like it helps right then, but then you really are damaging the soil enough that you're worse off than you were then. Or you did all that work and you're exactly where you were. You know what I mean?
Something I read the other day, doing a little research on various things, which I was not aware of, but our main complaint with everyone is, I've got terrible clay soil. You know, what do I do if it's a lot of clay?
Yeah.
Actually, clay is the easiest to break down and reorganize itself to where it's a good fertile soil to grow much quicker than sandy soil or sandy loam or
that's
any of
awesome.
Those. So the clay can be broken down very quickly, a matter of 2 to 3 years, maybe as opposed to 5 or 6 years, with organics, compost, the right fertilizers,
that's
and
awesome.
Those type of things.
What a hopeful scenario.
Yep, I think so. We see a lot of good results from compost.
Heck yeah.
And,
me too. I mean, my backyard soil, I took a little plum tree out recently because I wanted to move it, and I couldn't believe how dark and loamy my soil was from compost top dressing maybe 6 times over the last 10 years, but man, it looked so good.
Yep, it soon gets to that point and makes gardening a lot more pleasurable.
Heck yeah. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to answer Stephen and Ted's questions. And we got to kind of keep them a little bit concise in this next break, but we'll be right back. Home Show Garden Pros.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. We're lucky to be able to have color in our yards all year long. Plant pansies, violas, snapdragons, calendulas, dianthus, and more for beautiful color until spring. There's no need to get caught up in the congestion and stress of last-minute shopping if you do it all at one of our beautiful, uncrowded nurseries. Our stores offer a magical mix of gifts and more to please even the most discerning person on your list. Both nurseries have a diverse selection of plants, gifts, outdoor decor, custom-designed arrangements. Well, you get the idea. And don't forget, an Enchanted gift card can make that shopping even easier. Many of you will be celebrating outdoors for the holidays this season, so make your outdoors festive and fun. Replant your pots, mulch your beds. It would even be fun to have an outdoor Christmas tree. And don't forget a chiminea to keep you warm and toasty. We wish all of you an Enchanted Christmas filled with family, friends, laughter, and peace for the coming new year. It is our pleasure to work and grow with each of you. Have a safe and wonderful holiday season. Our nurseries will be closing early at 2 p.m. on Thursday, December 24th, and we will reopen Saturday, January 2nd. Happy New Year. We hope to see you in 2021. Now, back to Michael and Danny.
All right, Steve, and you're on Home Show Garden Pros. We got very short time, so jump on it.
Yeah, I'll try to beat the clock. On the spectrum of doing damage, wasting my time, or doing something beneficial, can I amend the soil with a mix of ground eggshells, and these are like ground with a coffee grinder and a dust, coffee grounds, and rock phosphate?
I think it's great.
Sure.
I love it. I think you're really helping your soil out.
Okay, no problems with any of those?
No, I think it's super.
And I'm not wasting my time.
Not at all. Your bacteria, you got minerals, all that jazz.
Great. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Steven. Yeah, I love that. You should package that and sell it. Ted, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, Danny. Caller before the last caller is talking about brown patch in the yard.
Yeah.
And you suggested something in addition to Humates that might be good, and I didn't catch the name, manufacturer, brand.
MicroGrow by MicroLife.
MicroGrow by MicroLife.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay. That's my question. Thank you.
Thanks, Ted. Nice. That's great. You know, we almost never get short answers, short questions when we need them. Yeah, that's nice. Great. Steven, Ted, great job, guys. Well, Michael, thanks so much, man, dishing out awesome knowledge. Any last comments on brown patch, Hanlon brown patch?
Well, you know, the products that we can buy, compost is always my favorite. That's my go-to.
Yeah, for sure.
If I have a sore throat, I take compost. But the other things, the MicroGrow and the Humates and all those things add back to the soil and build the health of the soil and minimizes a lot of the problems that people have.
And our last public service announcement is stop watering your lawns. That'll help a lot, too. Stop watering your lawns. Michael, great job, as always. Big thanks to Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center for sending it to us. And you dish out great info, man.
All right. Thanks for having us. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you and to everyone out there. Next week is an encore show. But Tom Tynan comes with us after this break. This has been Home Show Garden Pros.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.